before the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav says, well, an argument says, Mishtamish Vahem Mata. Makes a lot of sense, right? Since you only use them Chametz Vitzonin, they weren't Voleya, so you can use them for Mata. Sounds pretty reasonable. Chutz Min Beisor Hovel Shechimutso Kasha. So there seems to be a special Isser that Beisor, which has a Chimutz Kasha, is Voleya even Vitzonin, and once it's Treif, you can't use it for Mata. This is a special chiddush here, that there's a level called chimutzo kasha, which causes a blia bitzoning. What does this apply to? So from some of the Shana might sound like this only applies to the cheres, which are very easy to be balea, but the Arach says mefurish that they're talking about a base or shalates, and many of the Rishonim just say stam, they're talking about a base or halach l'maisa. The post can assume that a base or of any material is balea from something that's chimutz kasha, and make a general principle out of this, that the one way in which kinyan can be voleya b'tzonein is through a chimutz kasha. And then it says, Amar Vasi, beis or, Chavro says, ke beis or she chimutz kasha dami, and a beis Chavro says, don't imagine our Chavro says. Our Chavro says is very sweet, I think. Most places I've been, they have sweet Chavro says. Can ask if that's true, then what does this Gemara mean? Right. Sorry for you and our minhag. It could be that our chavrus is still fine for fulfilling the din d'rabban and chavrus of the Seder, because it's not ma'akev that it has to be the same as their chavrus, it's just ma'akev that has certain properties that remind us of the various aspects of the story of the Haggadah. So it's not a problem with different chavrus, but their chavrus is obviously very, very sharp. Kvesor dummy is Sheikh Muzakasha dummy, because since it is very acidic, that's Rashi explains, made with a lot of vinegar. So that's just as bad as, and obviously with flour, otherwise it wouldn't be chametz. Then that's just as bad. Amar Rava, hani agim chuzah hold zero lemelos b'chamira, mash b'chamira kaveis or shechimutzo kasha dummy. And apparently in Mechuzah, they used to knead bread much more than in other places. I don't know exactly, you have to ask a historian, as some of the farshim say, every place else was poor and they only needed bread every couple of days. They were rich, they needed bread every day. And they used to leave bread there fermenting in the kneading tray, from day to day. Therefore, even though it wasn't a special base or it was just a kneading tray, since they would leave it there and it would ferment a lot, kibbeh sor she wants a kasha dummy. That's obvious. Lamaisa, they leave the bread there and it turns into sa'ar. So what's the chiddush? Okay, ma'adhim came to revicha shal ba'avir, lovalik mashlan, bread kneading as if you ever needed, it has to be a somewhat flattish, wide object. So maybe it wouldn't be balea so much. Mashlan, not. Fine. Our gears to the Gemara is not so controversial. Of course, what word can be added in to make it a little more difficult? Right. Who has that girsa? The Rif. This is the famous girsa of the Rif. The Rambam also has that girsa. Not totally surprisingly. So the girsa is Kola Kalen, right? Shenish Tamish. Bahem matza bitzonein. Oh, sorry. Kala kelim shenim shtamsh du bahem chametz bitzonein. What's the lasso? Mishtamish bahem?
Yeah.
Mishtamish bahem matza bitzonein. Here, there seems to be a need for a diuk, right? The diuk seems to be, anything you use cold, you can now use cold. The diuk seems to be perhaps either things you use cold, you can use on Pesach cold, but you can't use them on Pesach hot, or
if it was used for hot,
you can't use it cold. So this seems to be a big kiddush coming out of this diuk, and I don't have any special one to say, just to go over the shittos. The Rush takes this is a girsa riff of the Rambam, right? The Rush says, nope, that's not the diuk meant at all. Don't make any funny diuk. What's the only diuk you should make, according to the Rush? The Rush tries to neutralize this, right? There are, right, what does the Rush say? The Rush says that it's a very, very small chiddush in the diuk. He says, but not la'afuke anything in this sentence. Really, even ishtamsh v'machanin you can ishtamsh v'tzomi. And even ishtamsh v'tzomi you can ishtamsh v'machanin. So what has to be some diuk for this girsa? But the diuk is based on aser lolish bo v'tzomi. The diuk is not about regular kalim in this sentence. It's not meant for internal diuk. He wants to say the Rush drift didn't mean a big fish. It's not meant for an internal diuk, it's meant for an external diuk. But if Beisor is usher even b'tzonein, why should Beisor be the only thing that's usher to use for tzonein and not anything else? So the Rush explains, right, why should it be? Meaning, if Chavetz the Kalim are mutter to use b'tzonein, why should a Beisor be any worse? So he explains that really Chavetz the Kalim are mutter b'tzonein, like we always thought. Right? What would we have thought before the Gemara? Right? What would we have thought in our Girsa? We would have thought that Kalim Shenishtamshu Bitsone Mutter Bechamin, right? They were only used cold, they're still kosher. And we would have thought Kalim Shenishtamshu Bechamin Mutter Bitsone, right? Because they're not going to have a Blia. So the Rush says, even with the Rift Girsa, we can still think that. Just Beisor you can't use Bih, and Agni de Mechuzah you can't use Bih Tzoni. But why not? If you can use Chometz de Kelim Tzoni, why not? He says, it's not that you can't use Tzoni because of Blia issues. He says, because of a special problem, not that it'll be my Blia. How can it be a Blia Tzoni, right? There's no Blia Tzoni. Rather, what's the special problem? Special problem is that if you put, slices of, cold turkey on it, on Pesach, that's fine. If you put watermelon on it, that's fine. If you drink Coke out of it, that's fine. But if you use it to knead your bread, which you might do in these kinds of kalim, then even though there won't be a blia, there's a fermenting power in the kli, which will speed up the fermentation, and instead of having 18 minutes, you might have 18 seconds, and then it will become chametz without your realizing. So it's a special problem, not that it will, not a blia, but it is machmetz your dough quickly. That's what he says. So he says the diuk is only for a special problem, the mechaber actually passes this daya. A special problem in a Beisor, you can't use cold for kneading dough to bake matzahs, because since it has a chimutz kasha inside, even though the blia won't come out, it'll have a chemical effect on your dough and make it nischametz very quickly. Okay, you have to ask the scientists how that works. I don't know. That's the Rush. However, what is the normal diuk that people understand the day of the Riff and the Rush. Hold on one second. What's the diuk halachically? Right? What's one diuk you can make? We said that if it was Nishtamshu Bahen Bechamin Aser Nishtamesh Bahen Bitzonin. And what's the other potential diuk you can make? Nishtamshu Bahen Bitzonin Aser Nishtamesh Bahen Bechamin. Both of which don't make sense at first glance. Who makes these diukim? Right? Who says these are the proper diukim? What? Right, so the Milchamos and Rabbeinu David and the Ran say the Rif meant both diukim. Theoretically, he could have only meant one diuk. I mean, not him, the Gemara, according to him, could have only meant one diuk. Some Rishonim want to say that maybe he only meant One diuk, the Mordechai and the first day in the Meiri and the second day in the Magen Mishnah say maybe he only meant the first diuk, the first day in the Magen Mishnah and the second day in the Meiri, I forget who it is, I think it's Meir, say he only meant the second diuk, or the Ramban and Dudi may assume he meant both diukim. Okay, so we're not sure if he meant one diuk or both diukim. Halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber rejects the Rif's Girsa entirely, or rather, sorry, he only accepts the Rosh's version, and the Ramah accepts this diuk, the Mordechai's diuk, but doesn't mention the second diuk. Now, what's the svara though? What's the svara that if nishtamish ben betzonein also nishtamish ben bechamin? Let's start from the top. What's the svara that if you use it hot, it's also to use it cold, right? And what's the problem here? What's the svara? Okay. Anyone?
Well, one is if it's clay ferris and there's someone you believe, maybe that'll be always.
Right. And two is?
That's zero. Maybe he's bechamin.
Okay, good. Yeah, the truth is in the Ramban, it's not clear. He may actually have three slightly different versions. The thing most of the Rishonim assume is that what's the Svara? The Mordechai and many Mefarshim assume, the Ran, the Ramban all give this as one day, and Ravina David also. Ravina David also likes this. He says Zera Shema Yishtamish Bahen Bechamin. So one day is Zera Shema Yishtamish Bechamin. The other day is that Klicheres is very unique. Why? Because a Klicheres is so full of Blios that even if you use it cold, a little Blio will come off into your food. Right, Ramban, at first thinks maybe it automatically asks your food, then says maybe at least you'll have to wash your food, but, you know, l'chachila, you're afraid you might forget to wash your food, so the answer is klicheres, afilu, tzonein, right, polak tzas. What they're trying to deal with here is, now, the interesting question becomes, what about the fact that all over Shas seems to be true that you're allowed to use treif pleated cold? Right? The last thing in Rav Zara says, right? Shramalk had a treif knife and he just did an itza, right? He stuck it to the ground a little and cut an esrog for Mar Yehuda. So it was still treif, but he was cutting cold, so it was okay. Or the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kofir Aleph, I think that a tray that you do a licha on and absorbs the dam, you're allowed to eat cold off of it. So, how do you deal with the fact that it doesn't seem to be us or all over Shas to eat cold off a tray clean? We don't seem to make this gzeira. So, one possibility is this is only by klicheres. And why are we more machmer by klicheres? Davka bit klicheres. Why? Why should we be gozer that metal or wood kli that's treif you can use for cold, but cheres you can't?
Either it's more blios than the second.
Okay, but if it's exera.
If it's exera, then there's no action.
Exactly. Daf kli cheres. She'ein lo hefsher. This is the explanation of the Ramban and the Ran and the Meiri many others, etc. This whole thing is only klicheres. The Rif says klicheres, and a klicheres is exeira not to use it for cold. Why? Because you might forget and use it for hot. In a regular klishatef, we're not afraid you'll use it for hot, because if you have any habit of using it for hot, you'll kasher it. Right? You'll sit and think, do I ever want to use this for hot? Then you'll say, yes, so I'll kasher it. But a klicheres, you can't kasher, so you might say, I'll just use it for cold, and then forget and use it for hot. However, the Mordechai here, doesn't mention anything specifically about a klicheres. So what does the Ramah assume? And
And this makes a lot of sense also because of the Pinchas Rav Ami, there seems to be certain Klicheris that got traced up, their Rav Ami broke. And Klicheris has to be Shabbeiru. All the Klicheris is always finding to be broken. Why? Because that's like Zayr, unless you don't even use them for cold. But other Kalim, which you can kasher, so even if you don't kasher them, you can use them for cold. However, what does the Ramah say? Anyone remember from Yerodeh? How does the Ramah explain why sometimes it seems in Shas you're allowed to use it for cold? Exactly. The Ramah says, based on the Mordechai who didn't say anything about Cheres, is that Davka Bekeva is Aser, but Ba'arai it's Mutter, and our Gemara only meant it's Aser B'Derech Keva. So, okay, it could be that the Xera, maybe only on Cheres, or maybe only on Derech Keva, because it's hard to say it's a universal Xera, or it could be that it's not a Xera, it's a Metzius, that Metzius, Cheres, is unique. And, sorry, this is the Rabban, is unique, and even if you clean it, it's still so full of bleos that your stuff's going to get a little schmutz on it on Pesach. And it's a problem because Pesach and Aser Ramashur, it may even be a problem in everything, so you at least have to wash off the surface. But at first it says a problem in Pesach, Dafka, maybe on Pesach plus Ramashur, so only in Pesach, but in the end, it sounds like even in everything, because you still would have to wash off that little schmutz, and then if you don't, it'll be treif. Okay. Halacha l'maisa, we seem to paskin like, the Achronim assume, like both of these chumras, right? The Ramah brings down this, the Mordechai. The Ramah brings down this halacha l'maisa. Right? Just. The Mechaber brings down just the Chumra, the Rosh, only a base Sa'or is also used Bitzoni. And it's good to use Bitzoni for any food. You're just not allowed to knead your dough there, because it might speed up the Chimot. The Ramah paskins that anything, Sa'or, anything is Aser Bekeva, and doesn't mention anything between Cheres and anything else. and the Achronim assume the Achronim add that, Kli Cheres maybe is also even Barai. Because Rishonim said Kli Cheres would probably also even Arai. Why should they have to distinguish? Right? They don't have to say they have an Arai, because they could just say, are Sugi by Cheres, and so you that are Mafra are not by Cheres. So, Halakh Lamais, the Achronim assume that by Cheres, also even Barai. By other Kalim, it's most of Arai, also bit Keva. And they assume the reason it's Aser B'Cheres Ba'arai is not because it's polite a little, but because you can't kasher it. And therefore come up with a Chumra, this is a Prima Gadim in Tzadi Aleph, Sifsei Das Gimel, that anything else you can't kasher, even if it's not Cheres, is also Aser Ba'arai. So for example, just things that technically you're unable to kasher, like wooden things that you leave on it, and if you get to leave on wood because it'll burn, or ivory things that need hagalah, you can't do hagalah on ivory because it'll melt, are also usher used betzonein because this zera, applies. In terms of just the last line in the Gemara, why, if it was neshtamish betzonein, would it be usher neshtamish behem bechamin? Like, why, if these kelim were used betzonein, would it was used totally, it never became trait? How could it be usher used on Pesach? So, what did the Rishonim explain? If you make this diuk, this diuk is not brought down by the poskim, right? The poskim assume, if it's used bitzone, it's kosher. It's much of used bechamin. They don't bring down this diuk. But what is the svar behind this diuk?
It's Dafka talking about yain nesed and chametz, and tzone of those basically like chametz because it's so hard.
Exactly. That's what the Ramban says, right?
Yeah.
That's the Ramban also brings down, right? The Ramban, the Magen Mishnah has a different explanation, which is a little more mechush. The Ramban says that chametz is charif tas, the dome liyayin nesach, and we know that kelim of Yayin Nesach
are boleya. Even jugs of yayin esach, which you don't put on the fire, right? Cups in the old days, they sometimes see heat by the fire. But even jugs of yayin esach are boleya. Boleya, but it's only in two circumstances. Either b'machniso mekiyum, if you leave it for a long time, it's boleya. So too, if you leave chametz for a long time, it's boleya. Oh, in a new kli cheres, a new kli cheres that has no bleias in it yet, is boleya yayin esach even in a short time, because there's no bleias yet, so it's boleya very easily. But boleya chametz in a short time. Okay, that's a big chiddush to say that chametz. They're not saying beis sa'or. We say even any chametz, right? And all chametz is a little hard. I mean, I eat my challah, doesn't seem so hard. Even though it's leaven, leaven is the process of fermenting, which, you know, maybe cross a little harifus, but doesn't taste so harif. But you have to be chametz, so all chametz is harif like yayin esach. And therefore, it can be nivla tzoni, not in every case. If I stomp with my challah down on the table, it won't be nivla, but if I leave it for a long time, or it's a new kli cheres, then it'll be nivla. Okay, and that's not brought down by the poskim. All right, the new Mishnah then shifts us to an entirely different mode of existence. We're entering like a real yeshiva shemasechtas here. And there's only a tiny, tiny, tiny element of psachim here. The nachi shall shal lachem sachar pesach mot of a navi shal shal nachi lachem sachar pesach asura na'a itmar bal chov avayram la afriu go rava amrikan ula ha bahu go ve. So, the Rishonim assume that this is connected to the Rabbi David here assumes connected to something called shibud, right? So shibud means that when I lend someone money, besides the fact that they owe me money, and obviously they have to pay me money however they can. So if they don't have any cash and all they have is a piece of land, then they have to give me the land because they have to pay me the money. That's obvious. Everyone knows that. But the din of shibud might be midoraisa, might be midorabanan, and machlokes at the end of Bava Basra, which is that lien, a mortgage, that even if they sell their property, even if they sell their property, I can still collect it because I have some strong right to collect their property. And if I rather argue when I exercise that right and I collect my shibud, do I collect l'mafreya? Meaning, is it that what happens when I lend someone money? When they lend someone money and they don't pay me and I take their property, igloy mils l'mafreya, that I bought that property from the beginning. Igloy mils l'mafreya, I wasn't lending them money. I was really buying their property at the time, if we didn't know yet, because maybe they'll pay me back and I'll just lend them money. But igloy mils l'mafreya, I bought their property. And that's how a shibud works. What a shibud means is that igloy mils l'mafreya, that I bought their property. And that's why, no matter what they do with it, you know, even if they sell it, I can still collect it, because it's my property, I'm afraid, it's my property all along. Rav said, no, we can't love Bo Gove, that just when the time comes and he doesn't pay me, then I can take his property. But I never bought it originally, I'm just taking it as payment for my debt in lieu of cash. Kol hech da'akish lo v'zavim lo v'kuzin al osli dosim al v'tofer osim al v'paris, and not most of Dino Protos v'chatsum elu. Right, if, what's the case? What's the nafkamina? If the love sold or was machdish the land, then that's the din of shibud. The din of shibud means even if he sells it, I can be torah l'kuchos. So then everyone agrees that I can take it from l'kuchos or take it from hekdish, although I have to be hoded for a dinar, which most people assume for Shemara that that's only because of maris ayin, I have to be hoded for a dinar, or because of gzeira. He pleaded the mal v'kadosh malva, and after mina is the malva sold it or is machdish it. Before he collected he says he bought the property with the money alone. So it's a valid sale or hektish. He says, no, the guy owed me money. He couldn't pay me money. I didn't buy anything. He just owed me money. Now I'm buying it for my debt. But what I did to Freya is batel umavuto. Okay, that's the original machlokas in the Gemara. Now, I just want to understand a little the shita of Abaye and the shita of Rava. And unfortunately, there's a big problem understanding the shita of Abaye. Can I just ask for a volunteer? Now, even before we look at the Meiri, what's the big problem with Baye Shita? Baye Sev Luma Freya field of mine all along. So let's say I lend Shmuley $10,000, right? And he doesn't pay me, so I take this plot of land that's worth $10,000. Now, Baye says I really bought it all along with Freya. So, some of the Rishonim have a problem with this. Anyone think of, if I really bought it with Freya, what would be the nafkamina? Besides the fact that it's a weird case, right? That if before I actually got around to collecting it, I sold it, it was makdish, it would be a valid sale or hektish, right? That's a pretty rare case. Can anyone think of an nafkamina that's a more common every time occurrence?
If somebody broke it, who would they owe the money to? If you broke something else, who would owe the money?
Okay, so the first one is not such a great nafkamina because either way the money would end up getting to the right person.
And the second one would,
second one would be interesting, although obviously we only apply to metalpol, and it's hard to imagine that applying to karka.
Right.
So it wouldn't happen maisim ha'yom, and that could be a question, although even there it's not so poshut because the maisim ha'lova is shomer it, meanwhile, so the shomer is chayav. Peros, that's a good nafkamina. What about peros? Right, what's the din? Let's say I owe you $10,000. No, sorry. I want you to owe me $10,000, and I collect this $10,000 sadeh, right? A year later. Who gets the payros from the last year? Do I need to know what the halacha is? Who gets the payros from the last year?
I'm assuming we do.
The lova gets the payros from the last year. He doesn't have to fork over the payros. As a matter of fact, even if it was he owed me $10,000, it was a $9,000 field. And all I can find is that someone's holding on to that $9,000 field. I can't say, well, I'm owed more money, give me the payros. No, that seems pretty clear that I don't get the payros from Freya. So the problem is that here Abai is coming and saying, it's my Freya, I bought it all along, and he gives you a nafkamina, hektish and mefer, but it doesn't seem to... It doesn't seem to be consistent because we don't really call it yours all along for all intents and purposes. For example, payros. I never heard of anyone saying that you get the payros from Afreya. It'd be fascinating if I find someone who says, yeah, well, Abayi holds you would get payros from Afreya. But it's very hard because in all the sugyas of Bamitsi, Abayi always talks and he never actually like changes the ground rules. So what's pshat? Now, who's bothered by this? The Meiri is bothered by this. Look at number one. What does the Meir say? We come up with sugyas halacha zo. Afal pishes el psak shalom itol sheish b'yor b'bulim k'sat dinim eschad shemimena anirua laharich ma'at. Okay, that should be laharich with an aleph. I guess someone should inform the Bar Ilan people. B'viura v'hu sheteida shenem zish nefla by rav balkol shel dasa by lefir go v'dasa from kala bo go v'hirusho v'sh'asol sadeu aputiki. That's when do Abayi and Rava argue? Only if you make your sada an aputiki. Right? What does an aputiki mean? Not a regular case of shiva. What's an aputiki? Right, say this is, right, normally a shiva is on all my nechasim, right? Right, you ever listen to the ksuba, right? It says, all my nechasim, dakne, dasvelni, mikne, right? I feel we gleam it al kasfai. It's not so clear why you need to say that. Because that's not a shiva, that's only if you're holding on to it. But it's on all your property. So he says, Abayi and Rava don't argue on that, is not the Meir's Mechadish. There's a shiva on all your property, and they both agree with Mikhan Haba. It's only on Kudli I say, no, the shiva is on this particular piece of land, special case. Shimbi Shiva Stan, Hecholo Dasa Bai Lama Freyu Gova. How could Abayi say in a regular case Lama Freyu Gova? It's against everyday practice. The Malba doesn't really get the payros till after you have the whole process. You have to evaluate, right? You have to assess it. So what's the different steps? Right? And you have to auction it off, and Bezdin has to give him a special star that is now his. Right? So obviously, it can't be that Abayi really holds Lama Freya in a regular case. Must be, he really holds Lama Freya in a special case, which is not the one usually discussed in Shas, that usually happens, which is the case of Apotiki.
We're saying that if there was Apotiki, then you would get the payros?
Yeah, the Apotiki, then you would get the payros, and that's not a steer at anything, because that's not the usual case. You're right, in this rare case of Apotiki, you'd get the payros. Although, let's add one thing. Even a putti stam, where you know he would also have to give cash or give up this field. Well, das Rava after mufurish, which on a low marsh armor loy yechur on that ain't no gomel afreya. And Rava says even so putti mufurish, meaning you can't even take cash, just this field. You're not gomel afreya. Hold me, come on, come on, loy yechul stato damin. Since azari, even in a putti mufurish means you can't get any other field if something happens to this field. Since he could have paid cash, then. It's still not lafreya. And what else does Abai have to say? Abai only means not pusiki, and only if you say me achshav. Abai yishit is only if I say this particular field, and I say me achshav. The big machlok shonu, which we're not going to get into, whether there's a din of a smachta when you make a pusikis. And he assumes there is, so you need us to make sure to get out of this not the problem. Moshe Gannon, see a pair from Neshef, what we call his own Neshef, so he's a Neshef Amishas. When we come up, in Yeh, before Shafi Shibat Stam Nechleku, right, some people say, they argue on Shibat Stam, I think that's the simple shot of the Sukkah. When we arrive, Mashi Viola, you saw Mashi Gov Kakbo Zavim. Because all the Shakal Tari and Dachlam and Alam, they're bringing Stam cases. Shenemra Afra Stam, but Afra Kain, ain't come a Afra Lod in a Smak Kal. Right, then you don't have to worry about a smachta, you don't have to worry about Asher, it's just a stam shibud. Ella says, Shemira Kedasa Rishon, but it seems to make more sense, like the first there. What did the Meiri say? The Meiri says he can't really mean what he says to Mafreya Hugova in a regular case. Sounds like in a regular shibud, Mafreya Hugova. Says it can't be, so it must be meant in a special case, Mafreya Hugova. What's that special case? The special case is, Apotiki Me Achshav. I noticed the Marim Cholava actually says the exact same thing. The Marim Chalava here on the, I think it might be the one right after the Mishnah, the first one in the Gemara, says Abai only meant to say Shita if you said, if I don't pay you, this sada is yours, me'achshav. So once you restrict Abai to a very unique case, then first of all, I mean, Abai starts to make a lot of sense. Well, yeah, I said, if I don't pay you, this field is yours, me'achshav. So it makes sense that you're Govah Lo'afreya. That was explicitly what I said. Right? It makes sense you go over the Mafreya. Rather than coming and saying a big kiddush, no, even though you said it, still doesn't work on Mafreya because you still have the right to pay it. So they restrict the buy. Let's just make some. Right. Right, how do you think of Abaye? The simple shot of Abaye is that in a regular shibud, he owns it lema freya mamish. Right, that's the simple shot of Abaye. The problem is it's a little hard to defend that simple pshat, so the Meiri and the Maharam Chalava say, no, what he meant is, in Apotiki, Me'achshav, he owns it, L'mafreya Mamish, which, then makes a lot of sense. Yeah, in regular cases, Ma'is B'chol Yom, all over seven Bumatzi and Shas, of course no one thinks you're going to Lo'afreya. Then you would have to get all the payrolls going back. He just means that a special case about Putzikim Me'achshav, in which case he's very reasonable shot. Now, what if you wanted to say no, he really means all the cases, as Meiri points out, right? What did the Yishma Parshim say? He means all cases, because look, in the Gemara it sounds like they apply to all cases. They don't make special akensas, right? You don't want to be nidchak to say every case they meant in the Gemara is a case about Putzikim Me'achshav. So then what do you have to say? So, I don't know, maybe Bedochak, you could somehow say that, what about heroes? Not to mention, there's a lot of other things that, like, for example, would it depend how much the field was worth at the time you were gover or at the time you made the loan? What if it went up or down in value? So it's really not fair to go, but it would depend how much it's worth at the time you made the loan, when you bought it. Which would be a big kiddush, not the way it sounds like from Shas. A lot of big kiddushim here. I know, basically, peros is the biggest problem. Why don't I get the peros from Afreya? Right, I lent you $10,000. According to Abaye, I should be able to get back $11,000. Oh, is it a Rebbe's problem? No, it's not a Rebbe's problem. I bought something from you. I didn't lend anything. I bought a field. So I bought the field for $10,000. It made $1,000 of peros and gevaldik. No one says that. So I'm not sure exactly why. You know, if you want to defend the simple shot of Abaye, it's a little funny. I guess that, I don't know, maybe Midrabanan, they said you shouldn't take the peros from Afreya because they were afraid of Nira Karibis or something. Or maybe for Tikkun Olam, or maybe you could say, like, it's as if you made a t'nai that you don't want the peros. So you have to say, Tzarech Limkos, Sheyesh t'nai, on Kakana, Lehafkia ha peros. I really haven't seen a lot of people discussing this, strangely enough. And you have to say, oh, there must be some special takana or some special agreement that people make not to take the peros. And maybe, you know, smooth out some other details also, which is difficult. But I think because of this difficulty, obviously, the way I set it up, what option did I leave? What third option did I leave? Exactly. Right? Maybe what he really means is, in a regular case of Shibud, he is not Limafreya Mamish. He doesn't own it Limafreya Mamish. Maybe I buy even though he said Limafreya Hugova, it doesn't Mamish mean Limafreya Hugova. That seems a little radical. It sounds like Limafreya Hugova. So the Tosfos is about this in Bava Kamma. If you look at number two, Ika Vinayhu. There's a, anyone remember the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, in the third paragraph of Bava Kamma, about Shortam? Shortam is the Gufo, especially what does Gufo mean? They argue about something called Yuchla Hashor or Yusham Hashor. That Rabbi Akiva says, everyone knows Shortam is Mashal Migufo. What does that mean? So Rabbi Shmuel just means, he owes you the money, right, up to the amount of Gufo. But he's like, he owes you the money. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it means you really own half or whatever fraction of the shore. So let's say your shore, Tom, did $200 of damage to me. So I get 100, right? It's chasi nezek. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it means that you owe me 100, but it's limited to the amount of the value of that shore. Now Rabbi Akiva says, no, I mamish own $100 worth of the shore. I mamish become a shutter from the shore. So the Gemara says, what's the nafka mina? The nafkamina is, if I'm makdish the shore, according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm mamish own the shore, so I can be makdish it. According to Rabbi Yishmael, I don't own the shore. I just, like, you owe me money, and I just have a shibud on the shore. Therefore, I can't be makdish it. So Tosfos asks the obvious question. Ikaminayhu, number two, do Rabbi Yishmael in kadosh, the imtomer of my in kadosh, the mind of empirical shalom afreya, who go there, ah. Tosfos asks the question. What about mandar afreya? According to Abaye, even if it's just a regular chov, I can be makdish it. Remember Abaye Shita? Right, what do the Gemara say here? If it's a shutfus, I can be makdish the shore. But if it's a chov, I can't. But according to Abaye, you can be makdish even if it's a chov. So, the mother of Hercules told him, I'm free of Hugoma. Why can't I collect? Okay, so it tells me to read. Tom says that this is not according to that mandamer. And Rabbi Kivagan to go to Shaska is a different answer. But Tom says, Yish Lomar. First, the non-controversial answer. Abaye Shita Mafreya Hugova only works if I end up collecting it. That's clear, right? When Abaye says I can sell it or makdish it, that's only if I end up collecting it. If you end up paying me cash, then I can't. It's just Igloy Milsa Mafreya. Aval Hakim is Ratzin Yidlo Sotha Gamal Mos. Look for the Rosh Falling Kados. We come up with Rabbi Akiva Kados Shushufin. Over here, and they said there's an argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. They meant if he pays me cash in the end. If he pays me cash in the end, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, he paid me cash, of course, I can't be makdish the shore. According to Rabbi Akiva, even though he paid me cash, he's just buying out my share in the shore, but it's still kaddish. Okay, va'od, but the va'od is what's important for us now. Rabbi Akiva, kaddish, ha'gufa, shevach, misha, hekdish. According to Rabbi Akiva, $100 of the guf is kadosh, meaning when I'm makdish it, if I own the shor, I makdish it now, and if it grows, that's also hekdish. Avol Rabbi Shmuel, afilu mandu mafreu gover. What does he say? Rabbi Shmuel said it's just a debt, even if you hold the mafreu gover, shevach to mazik havi. What grew meanwhile from it, right, like a peiros, right? There's no peiros from a shor, it's more of like it just gets fatter, does not belong to the Baal Chov. The lo kodesh achig benu, it's not kodesh until I collect it. What did he just say? According to Avayim Lamafreyahu Gove, it's not really kodesh Lamafreyah, and then whatever grows from it is also kodesh. It's only kodesh when I collect it. That's what he basically says, that even if I said Lamafreyahu Gove and I can be mocked the shit or sell it, it's not really kodesh Lamafreyah. It's only kodesh Mikamel Haba. So Tosa seems to be saying that even Avaye is not on the level of really, really Lamafreyah. He's just, right, what is Tosos saying? This is the Shita of Tosos in Bava Kama, Daf Lam, and Gimel. I think it's, I wrote Amar Aleph, although it starts at the bottom, and by the time you get to this line, it's on the base. So let's call it on the base. Says, what does Tosos say? That even, right, what does he say? That Hikvisho Hamalve Kadosh. It's not really mine, Lamafreya. If I'm makdish it on Monday and I collect it on Tuesday, it's not really kadosh Lamafreya for Monday. It's not really mine for Monday. It's only kadosh from Tuesday. According to Rav, and Mikhail Lavogov, if I'm makdish on Monday, that's never kadosh. According to Abai, it's kadosh on Tuesday. So it seems to me that it's not mamish Lamafreya. This is what all the Achronim assume, the man of the Achronim based on Tosos, that is a fundamental machlokes. You could, the simple shot is that Abai means mamish l'mafreya. Simple shot is that Abaye means mamish l'mafreya. And based on Tosfos, a lot of the modern day Achronim assume that he doesn't mean mamish l'mafreya. What does he mean? So here it gets, there's a lot of different formulations. But Rosh Shimon Shkuf deals with this at great length in his. You ever see a little book Rosh Shimon Shkuf called My Refs on Kinyanim? Basic lumdus on Kinyanim. In some of the newer versions of Shari Yosher, it's published in the back. Mine at home, it's not. Mine at home, it's not in the back of Shari Yosher. In Frail Shari Yosher, it is in the back. So I guess that would give you around what years they started putting it. But in the 11th parak there, he discusses this, and what he says is that, and the Rav also discusses this in the Hari Kedemir, and I think he's trying to say a similar thing. What do he get Lamafreya? It's not that he gets full ownership of Lamafreya, but Lamafreya he gets the long-term ownership without the short-term ownership. Lamafreya he gets the right to have it, right? Let's say the loan is due in 30 days, right? So Lamafreya he gets the right to keep it for 30 days from now. So it's not that he gets it by he bought it mamish Lamafreya. Lamafreya, he bought, like a shutva, says Rosh Hashanah, he bought a shutva in this object that it's his permanently, even though it's still yours temporarily. That's what Rosh Hashanah wants to say, that Lamafreya, yeah, he did buy something Lamafreya, but what did he buy? Kana Kenyan La'achar Zman, right? Mishas, not a Kenyan La'achar Zman, sorry. Kenyan La'achar Zman means it wasn't Chal yet. Kana, La'achar Gviya, that's what Rosh Shimon Shkuf says. It's not that, and he says, Machlokes and Rav and Abaye is very subtle then. They both agree that, originally, you got the right to take it later. That's just what Shiva means in common sense, right? In common sense, you don't need any lumdus, you don't need Gemara, to say that when you lent him the money, you got the right to take this later if he doesn't pay. But according to Abaye, Igloi Nosa, that you actually bought, like a 99% shutfus in the Sada. Igloi Nosa, that you bought the right to use this Sada from the time of Via till Mashiach comes, without the righteous Jesus started from now until the time of Via. According to Rava, no, you didn't buy like 99% shutters in the sun, my friend. You just got the right that when you're ready to collect it, you know, you can make a kenyan then.
For Avaye, is that your decisions are...
And therefore, if I'm makdish it in between, I can be makdish my share. Which means, from the time of Gviya and on, I'm makdish. So I'm makdish my share. But the heck is only chal from the time of Gviya and on.
You have no influence over the object. It's a question of whether your decision regarding it is binding because of the fact that you're...
It's a question of whether your right to take the object later is already ownership of the object, or is just a theoretical possibility?
What's an afkamina? Whether you have, whether your decision is
about... Nafkamina is A, whether I can make a kenyan on that, right? A hekdesh or a mecher. And B, nafkamina for bali rabbi yimase, right? That seems clear later in the Gemara. That if you say, gloi muslim afreya, that I always own the main stake in this object, then I'm going to buy this bali rabbi yimase. If you say, no, gloi muslim afreya, I didn't own anything. I just had a theoretical right that something could happen that I could own something later that I didn't violate by revolving, let's say.
I think the practical opinion remains what Malora mentioned, that what happens if the Malbeth, you know, creates a new kinyan in the time before this.
Correct. That's the classic Nafkamina. Can I sell it in between?
What Rosh Hashanah is pointing out, though, is that even if he does that, though, the kinyan's not chal until this month. I mean, his new kinyan.
The kinyan has no nafkamina until it's mine.
The lokeach doesn't get it. It's not.
Exactly. Even if I sell it in between, the lokeach can't take it until after the time of Gviya. And not just because, like, he can't take it because he doesn't know what will happen on Friday yet. But even after we know, he can't go back and take the panos because it wasn't really mine. So Rosh Hashanah says that, that, and all the achronim basically say the same thing. Abayi doesn't really mean that you totally are the real owner and you bought it fair and square like a regular transaction, Limafreya. He means that Limafreya, you had the right to get it later. But that right is a major stake in the object and not just an abstract idea. And that's something you can sell, you can buy and sell. That is how the Achrona based on this Tosfos in Bava Kamma. And Tosfos Bava Kamma doesn't say, he's just trying to answer this question of Bava Kamma, but I'm sure that Tosfos Bava Kamma had in mind the question of the Meiri when he mentioned this line. So we have a fundamental hakira, two ways to understand Abaye. There is the simple way to understand Abaye, that imamish means it's not a loan. It's a real estate transaction. It's a sale of real estate. And Lemafreya, I didn't lend you money, I bought your land. If you apply that in the general case, you're going to have to explain Peiros and say, oh, but there's a special exception for Peiros. And if you, or you're going to have to go like the Meir Maimon and say he only meant in a special case. In a special case, it's Mamasha, King and Gomer, not a Halva at all, which is fine, because it doesn't contradict anything else in Shas or in regular life. It's only a special case. Or you can take the Tosus Dera, which is that he doesn't literally mean I totally own him, my friend, like it sounds like from Shad and Argamara. That's too impossible in the rest of Shas. He just means that Limafreya, not I totally owned it, Limafreya. Limafreya, I owned the right to have it later, but that's not just like a theoretical possibility. That is a real senior partner, kinyan, in this object.
A regular shutav, if he sells it when it's only half his, what?
He sells his half.
So it's not, that's not what's happening here, though.
Yes, he's selling his 99% for after Ma'aviv Eilach. Shimshkov actually points out, I'll just mention that, there's a Ran at the beginning of Perakas Shutfin in the Darim who seems to say that like time sharing is a kind of shutfas. So that's like the model that like, no, if I own it for one time and you own it for another time, like then we really each own part of it and I can sell my share and you can sell your share. Right, Baharaya, if the Lova sells it to Lokeach, I could be Torah for Lokeach, but Lokeach keeps whatever he made until I was Torah, right? Because he sold his share. And if I sell it, according to Tosfos, the Lokeach gets it from Shas via the Eilach, because I sold my share. Okay, so that's two fundamentally different ways of learning Abaye. Agav, it could be that you can medayik in Rashi here. What does Rashi say, interestingly? first Rashi in the Gemara, what is a balchov? Hamal v'schaveiro v'shibed lo nechasav shimlo efra lecha ad yom floni gvein min nechasai. Right? He's meshab the nechasim and says, if I don't pay you until a certain day, then you can collect my nechasim. The yigiyas man v'lo para. What's a little strange about this Rashi? Okay, what if I lent you money and didn't say anything? Right? So, what if I lent you money and didn't say anything? So here, it's not, right? What if I just lent you money? And I didn't say, if I don't pay you until a certain day, you can collect from my nechassim. Right? So, that's not so clear. That's also called a chreis tov sofer. Clearly on the doraisa level, Rashi seems to think that it would be valid. So it could be that what Rashi is saying is that this is the case of Shibud. If I don't tell you you can collect my property, there's no Shibud. There's only Shibud if I tell you you can collect my property. Even though we paskin that every star is a Shibud, that's because we assume that it's as if I wrote in you can collect my property. But it could be that Rashi here means a diya. Maybe Rashi means like also. Maybe Rashi means that Abaye is only in special cases, and he's a little along the lines of Maram Chalov and the Meiri. What does he say? In a regular shiva, I lend you money, there's an automatic shiva, Abaye wouldn't say a shita. But if I say, if I don't pay you till this time, collect my property, even though it's not an aputikian, even though it's not a me'achshav, maybe Rashi's a little along the lines, it's hard to tell if this is a good deal, a little along the lines of the Meiri and the Maram Chalov, where he's saying that Abaye might not apply to an implicit shiva. Abaye might only apply to an explicit Shiva, because an explicit Shiva, that's more like a Kenyan. And then it would be yours and Mafreya, but an implicit Kenyan, maybe not. So it's a, you know, because Rashi says these extra words, Vishiba lo nechasav shem lo efalach ad yom plonik vemi nechasav v'yiz mavu lapara, it could be, you might, it could be that that you might want to make this diuk, but I'm not convinced.
Strange,
because he'd have to invoke him every other Gemara as being implicit. Yeah. Strange if we already assume that even if it's not written in the Shar, it's automatically true. Implicit. Right. All right. The Habat
Rabbah.
Let's, what are guys up to in Seder?
Still trying to figure out the next.
Still trying to get through the Gemara till the next Mishnah? Yaakov?
Yeah, we didn't, I mean, we're in the middle of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We did a little bit of Ian on the issue of being Makdish with the Gopher Dhamu, but we didn't really think about it very well so much.
Okay, the Seder. So you know what, I'm going to give out some more things to think about in terms of Rava. Maybe we'll pick up Amir Hashem, what's today, Thursday? So maybe we'll pick up on Monday and we'll discuss Rava a little more. And then we'll go on to the next part of the Gemara.